Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Man, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Our little thingy's low.
Hello. Check one, two.
Hello.
Thingy's low.
It'll work. We're good. Everybody can hear you. So what's up?
Hanging out, man.
Why is bartender so catchy?
I don't know, man. It's funny. We, you know, when we turn in, you know, the music to the label, it's funny. We had about a handful of other songs that we loved, you know, even more for the first single. And the label was just, like, adamant. They're like, no, man, this bartender. And you never know what you got on your hands, you know. I did not, honestly, have to admit, we did not know that this song was going to be as big as it is. And I guess it's just, you know, there's a lot of different little hooks in the song. And, you know, I guess that's what it is. I don't know. It is kind of funny, though. I mean, this has been absolutely blowing us away.
It really does get stuck in my head. I'll be sitting there in the middle of traffic, and I'll have because sometimes I actually turn my radio off. I know it's crazy, a radio dude who turns his radio off, but I do it because I need some quiet time every once in a while because I'm surrounded by sound and music, and I'll just be sitting there in traffic, and I'll be like, hey, bartender, and I'm like, what am I doing? And then, of course, what do? I immediately reach over and turn the radio on and hope that the song is playing at the same time it's in my head. Which happens.
About dancing with all your girls and you know, going out for a girl's night.
Me and Kate Upton, like in the video.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. How do you guys pull off Kate Upton?
She's got a giant crush on me, and so no, she works with the same woman that does Hillary's hair and our hair as well, but mainly Hillary's hair.
My hair and makeup, yeah.
Mostly Hillary's hair.
Yeah.
And Kate and I got ready together for this Sports Illustrated 50 Years of Beautiful special that was on quite a few months ago.
Yeah.
And so we just have become, you know, friends. And I mean, the fact that she said yes to do it was so awesome. I mean, it's one of those things, the worst thing that can happen is you ask and they say no. And we could not believe that we got a yes. And then our director of the video, Shane Drake, is friends with Tony Hale. And so he called him last minute and locked him in to play the bartender. And, I mean, it just all came together so, so perfectly. And I mean, Kate does an incredible job in the video, and Tony is just hysterical.
Yeah, he is a nut.
I'm going to totally shift a little bit to the Teen Choice Awards, because I was watching that with my kids, and they're all excited because, you know, all the people from Divergent and everything are all on there, and you guys ended up winning an award there for country group, and I'm like, wow, that's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. You know, it definitely feels good. I mean, because to still be on the front of the teens' brains as their favorite country group, you know, it's still kind of it's kind of a shock to us. We love it, you know. So it's you know, all that kind of stuff just adds fuel to your fire of wanting to honestly put out this new music, kind of keep that excitement going, you know.
Charles David, Dave. I said David. Oh my gosh, man.
David.
Well, you know, that's how you know we're boys, because I call you David.
That's right. We grew up together.
A lot of people are saying that you guys have this new sound because of Bartender, because it is kind of it's a full sound, and I don't even think it's a new sound. I just think it's fuller.
Yeah. Exactly right. It's like, that's why it's hard to describe that, because it's like, it's our sound, but just on crack. It's just a little more in your... It's steroids. There you go. Maybe not crack.
It's our
sound on cocaine, so eventually your nose will bleed. And then you'll be passed out on the floor. It's just... Nathan, you know, we went in there and worked on this record. We said, now we've... You know, we love what we had done, the previous four records with Paul Wortley, and everything was very organic, very, you know, go in with a live band. But we said, you know, we just want it to sound even bigger, you know, and kind of modernize it just a little bit. And so, you know, when we needed to throw a big drum loop in, or we needed to throw a big, you know, kick sample and put it, you know, right up on top of the, you know, the natural kick, then we would do it. We weren't afraid to do that just to make it sound even bigger and fuller. And, you know, there's just a lot of things like that kind of went on that just felt like, when I heard the record, it was like it just does sound bigger. And we got this guy that his name's Chris Lord-Alge that mixed the record, and he mixes a lot of rock records. He's just one of the most famous mixers, and he honestly brought out like all those really big elements in each song, you know. So I'm excited for everybody to hear it. It's definitely a much more in-your-face record than people are used to from us.
You're going to be doing The Best of Me, the Nicholas Sparks thing, and I totally think Hillary is responsible for that.
Guilty.
Have you guys met Nicholas?
No, I hope to, though. I would love to shake the hand of the man who makes me cry.
Have you talked to him? Have you talked to him ever on the phone?
No, you know, we got approached to write a song for this movie, and so they sent us, it was while they were filming, so it's not like we were able to preview the movie or anything when we sat down to write for it. So we just read a synopsis of the film, and this was one of the books that I had not read of his, unfortunately. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful story, you know, and the movie's really special. We've been able to preview it since then and actually went back and tweaked a couple lyrics to make it fit. And we're excited to be a part of it, you know. Women especially love them some Nicholas Sparks. And I will say the cast of this film is really strong.
I love Nick Sparks, old Nicky.
James Marsden is the lead role, and he's just handsome. So
well, I will say this. You guys are going to love him. I didn't know what to expect. Nicholas has been on the show several times.
Really?
I didn't know what to expect because, you know, it's Nicholas Sparks. I'm thinking, okay, is he going to be real wimpy? Is he going to be this? Is he going to be that? He is a cool, cool dude. You don't want to stop talking to him.
So cool.
Something to look forward to. You guys have got to make that happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what you like say about like Dave and I? You're like, man, these guys are going to be wimpy.
Yeah.
And then we get there, and you're just like,
these guys are wimpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe once or twice, but you know, it's all good.
Less cool than I thought.
Busted. Yeah. Charles, Dave, and Hillary. Of course, you got to get online right now and download whatever you can from Lady Antebellum and support their family's eating habits.
Yes.
Y'all take care. It's great talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Number love.
Bye.
Thank you. Number love.